I got a recipe holding me. I know the secret to making a dream come true, no apology. Stand tall like a prodigy, sincere honesty. Channel my vision, aim for the moon and reach for the prophecy.
Hello and welcome to the Bricks Leagues podcast. I am Sungurai Charamba. As usual, I'm joined by Ethan Oliver. And today, it's James Patrick who's joining me here as well to discuss all the weekend's fixtures in the Premier League, Championship, League One and League Two. And without further ado, let's get started. It's the Premier League. Let's start. Let's start with the West Ham versus Chelsea match. And Ethan, what did you think of that?
It was an alright game. Very, very alright first half, very average second half. Sums up Chelsea. And West Ham, they're not doing very well this season. So, yeah. Good first half comeback, 1-0.
Yeah, I mean, it was an outstanding game for Joao Felix, scoring his first Chelsea goal. And, I mean, it increases the pressure on Graham Potter, who's only won 9 out of his 23 games. 9 wins, 7 draws, 7 defeats. It's not really been the best of starts for him, but it's good to see Joao Felix bag a goal. Where does this leave West Ham in the table then? I think they're 16th in the league, if I'm right. And Chelsea are still 10th in the Premier League. So they have been struggling a bit this season. Let's talk more about West Ham. Do you think West Ham have a chance next week against Tottenham, who lost 4-1 to Leicester?
No chance.
No chance. Why do you say that?
Because once you see a team get battered, then realistically lose the next week when they're as big as claim to be. I think because they've gone in for Europe, they'll come back and they'll get a win. West Ham, well, David Moyes will get sacked.
You think David Moyes is going to get the sack? Strong words there. But, I mean, you know, West Ham, they spent a lot in the summer, didn't they? And, I mean, it's not really worked out for them, has it?
Nope. They have really underachieved this season.
Yeah.
They are 16th in the league.
Exactly. James. Oh, yeah, go on.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'd say they've underachieved more than Liverpool, I'd say, because the investment they've had, and then obviously last season, the team they've got, obviously they should be in the top half.
Yeah. I mean, James, what were your thoughts on the West Ham game?
I didn't watch the West Ham game.
Yeah, to be fair, West Ham and Chelsea, no offence, but Chelsea are a bit irrelevant this time. To any Chelsea fans watching, I do gratefully apologise about that. Let's move on to the next match, which was, of course, indeed, it was Arsenal against Brentford. Arsenal won, Brentford won. Arsenal dropped points in the title race. So, what are your thoughts on that, Ethan?
Controversial.
Why'd you say that?
I believe Norgaard was offside. And I don't think Brentford's goal should have stood. I think it should have been a 1-0 Arsenal. And they've been robbed by VAR once again. I don't even like Arsenal.
James, what are your thoughts on that? Well, you never know. I mean, Arsenal have obviously got that huge game against Man City, which we'll predict in due course. Brentford have only lost 4 out of 22 matches this season. 8 wins, 10 draws, 4 defeats. 8th in the Premier League, 34 points. They're definitely going to stay another season in the Premier League. And, I mean, who knows what could happen next? I mean, for Arsenal, could it dent their title challenge? You never know. The gap is now at 3 points. But remember, Arsenal still got to play Manchester City twice. On to the next game then. It's the derby, the M23 derby, if you like, between Crystal Palace and Brighton. It's always a 1-1 draw, isn't it? It was a 1-1 draw on Saturday. Another VAR error cost Brighton the victory. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the Premier League is just a league of controversy at the moment. I think, obviously, Brighton, they're high-flying at the moment. Palace are doing right under Vieira. I think Brighton deserved the win in this game, but, again, controversy.
Yeah. I mean, Brighton are a very good side. Mitoma, oh my God, he's been outstanding for them this season. I mean, Palace haven't won in like 7 or 8 games, but they are still well clear of danger. They are 7 points adrift of the relegation fight. On to the next one. It's a battle of two promoted sides next. Fulham against Nottingham Forest. Fulham's 2-0 win meant that they completed the league double over Forest, following their 3-2 win at the City Ground in September. What were your thoughts on that?
I think Fulham are a very good team. I think Forest are also a decent team, but obviously Fulham better. So both teams are overperforming what everyone thought at the start of the season, but one team more than the other. They both spent a lot of money.
Especially Forest, spent like 30 bloody signings.
I think, obviously, Willian, he's come back very surprisingly very well, especially after how he ended up at Arsenal and then also in Brazil. And obviously, that man of Solomon scoring as well, Andres Pereira bagging the assist. Yeah, decent result for Fulham.
Yeah, Fulham up to seventh in the Premier League. They're definitely going to stay this time. They're not going to be bouncing up and down like we've known them to in recent years.
There's always next season. Well,
they might have second season syndrome. You never know.
Huddersfield. I mean,
Huddersfield. We'll talk about Neil Warnock a bit later, shall we? On to the next game, Leicester against Tottenham. Leicester City 4, Tottenham Hotspur 1. James, I'm going to come to you first. What are your thoughts on that game? Rest of the season.
Yeah, they've got no chance. He's their best player by a mile. Hurricane's absolutely shy.
Don't forget about Fraser Forster, best goalkeeper in the league.
Yeah, he was for Celtic.
Leicester, that's awful.
Yeah, not a good performance.
James Madison's best attacking midfield in the league. And I hate Leicester.
Ethan, what do you think?
I think it's a very good fight back from Leicester against a very decent team in Tottenham. Obviously, Tottenham now going to be without their main man, Bentancur. Quick comeback from Leicester, 2 in 2 minutes, Mendy and Madison, and then obviously they finish the job with happy bands.
Indeed. I mean, Tottenham are still fifth in the Premier League. They are 2 points outside the top four. Now I've played a game more than Newcastle United. Now, let's get on to the next game, because after that result for Southampton against Wolves, who had 10 men, by the way, Nathan Jones was sacked after the match.
He's and the best at what he does.
More like, Nathan Jones, I'm sorry, if you're watching this, you're a really shit manager. You're bang average, just like you were at fucking Stoke. Yeah, he's worse than
one.
Yeah, we'll talk about the game we went to later on. Keep it for later on, mate. So Southampton won Wolves 2. Southampton took the lead. And honestly, they started well, but Wolves fought back. Jan Bednarek scores an own goal. Joao Gomez scores late on, gives Wolves the 3 points. Moves Wolves up to 15th in the league, following their recent renaissance under Julian Lopetegui. And They are definitely, I think, are going to stay in the Premier League. They just need to keep scoring more goals, and they will definitely be in the league for a sixth consecutive season next season. But the boos at full time at St Mary's, it just showed how toxic it was. You know, Nathan Jones has had some rather strange press conferences recently, but I don't know what to say. James, what do you think about it?
Nathan Jones?
Yes.
I hate his voice.
He cannot stand his voice. I can't stand him.
He's an absolute tosser. Get out.
He's gone. He's gone.
Opinion, but I think Southampton will stay up.
I don't know if Southampton will stay up. Ethan, do you think they'll stay up?
No.
Why did you say that?
I think obviously it was the right call to sack Nathan Jones because he is clueless.
Doesn't know what he's doing.
He is awful. As they shouldn't have gone for him in the first place because they saw what he did at Stoke. He's only done stuff at Luton, which is... They've done well for themselves, but they're not necessarily a big club. Obviously, Bednarek, I think he scored more own goals than goals for Southampton. Wolves only needed 10 men to beat that Southampton team. It goes to show what a basket case they are at the moment.
Well, not good enough from Southampton. And Southampton's next game, actually, is against a side that is also struggling in Chelsea. So, let's see what happens in that fixture. Bournemouth against Newcastle United, it was a 1-1 draw in September. It was a 1-1 draw on Saturday evening. Bournemouth took the lead through Senesi and then Miguel Almiron back within the goals into double figures now for goals in the Premier League this season. Brought it back to 1-1. But Newcastle are struggling without Bruno Guimarães, aren't they?
Absolutely. He is their main man. He is their star player. And I think he's more important to them than Kieran Trippier. I think, obviously, Almiron's been the most improved player this season in the whole Premier League, probably in England. And, yeah, it's a good fight back from Newcastle against struggling Bournemouth. But, yeah, any point's a good point.
That's four of the last five league games that Newcastle United have indeed drawn. Right.
We've only lost one game this season.
Yeah, three more games to do. Let's go to Elland Road now. Leeds 0, Manchester United 2. James, as a United fan, just like myself, how did you feel about the result?
Loved it. Loved every minute of it. Beating Leeds, seeing them all cry, and Marcus Rashford, best in Europe at the moment.
He is outstanding.
Clear of Erling Haaland. Clear of Cody Gakpo, plays for Liverpool, absolutely stinking.
Victor Gyökeres is clear of Cody Gakpo.
Clear of Mbappe. Mbappe's a fraud. Marcus Rashford on top. Garnacho coming back straight away.
Clear of Pinaldo.
It's the Cristiano Ronaldo regen.
Well, 34 appearances in the league this season. 21 goals. My God, Rashford is a player reborn indeed. Ethan Oliver, what did you think of Leeds then? The most hated club in the country.
Leeds, they're struggling. I'd like to see them come down. Like a nice away day there.
Up to the White Rose.
United, Rashford amongst the goals again. Garnacho, he might be starting to get overhyped. Good player, but he's not going to be the next Messi or Ronaldo. Overall good result. Bad result for Leeds. So, good result for everyone else.
Okay, indeed. I mean, Manchester United third in the Premier League. On to the next game, and Manchester City against Aston Villa, if you remember. The final day of last season came from 2-0 down to win the title, of course. What do you think about this one, Ethan?
I think it's a decent result. Obviously, the Haaland injury scare coming off at half-time. Got himself an assist. Didn't score, but got an assist. Obviously... Rodri, Gundogan and Mahrez scoring the goals. Ollie Watkins for Villa. Don't like Villa, but oh well.
You hate everyone in the West Midlands.
I do. but yeah, good 3 points for Man City. They continue to put pressure on Arsenal, who have dropped points in recent weeks, controversially, but still.
And like I say, it is that big game on Amazon Prime Video on Wednesday. It is Man City against Arsenal. Sorry, Arsenal against Man City at the Emirates.
Why is that on Prime Video? Biggest game of the season, it's on Prime Video.
Get it on
Sky Sports main event, please.
Well, I'm not Sky Sports. I'm not BT Sport. I'm not Amazon. I don't make the decisions, do I?
Buy them out with all your money.
Lol. Okay, on to the last game of the season. And someone has been raring to talk about this for so long. Liverpool against Everton. Ethan, what did you think about it?
I don't care. I didn't watch it. Cody Gakpo finally scoring. Nunez has learned how to not miss by passing. Mohamed Salah finally scoring again. Everton... I like Sean Dyche.
They were Brexit yesterday, weren't they?
Very nice to see.
Bit of Brexit board.
You've missed that when Burnley have been down, but they've forgotten the Brexit now. Company's taken away the roof of that football club. Yeah, I mean, they weren't going to go and beat... Well, they weren't going to get a result against Arsenal and Liverpool back-to-back, but... Yeah, I think Sean Dyche will save them. He'll save them.
Absolute plonker. James, what did you think about it? Do you think this will kickstart Liverpool's season?
No, I think, I don't know who they've got next, but I think after that they'll be...
Yeah.
Can you tell me who they've got next?
Well, Liverpool's next game is against Newcastle on Saturday. Newcastle away have not lost a single match at home. At St James's Park.
They've lost one game all season.
Wow. Talking of... okay, let's talk about those Premier League predictions, actually. And we've got to start with the game on Wednesday night. Arsenal against Manchester City. Going around the room, what do you think your predictions are, Ethan?
2-2.
Quick one. 1-1 draw, right. It's going to be an interesting game. It's going to be a 2-2 draw. Who knows what the fuck could happen there. Arsenal then out again on Saturday against Aston Villa. What do you think the prediction of that one's going to be?
90-0. Nah, 2-0 Arsenal.
2-1 Arsenal.
Okay. Brentford against Palace, what are your predictions for that? Oh, put pressure on Vieira there. Wolves against Bournemouth.
0-0.
Wolves 1-0.
Oh, they like a good old 1-0, don't they? Brighton against Fulham.
3-3. 2-1 Brighton.
I don't know about that game. I think it's going to be...
Brighton.
It's going to be a 1-1 draw, I think, that's for sure. And now there's this big game in the relegation fight. Brexit ball against Leeds United. Everton against Leeds. What are your thoughts on that one?
3-0 Everton.
2-1 Everton.
Ooh. I don't know. Could be an interesting game. I'm going to be... On the flip side, they'll go for a 0-0 draw. But it should be fiery, though. Chelsea against Saints, what are your thoughts on that?
4-0 Chelsea.
1-0 Chelsea. They're not good enough to score 4.
Yeah. And then on to the next one. Oh, this will be good. Forest against Man City.
3-2 Man City.
3-0 Nottingham Forest.
Oh, you've dropped a huge bombshell there, James.
If that's right, I expect £50 from everyone in the room right now.
50 quid. Where's it we're gonna get that money from?
Your bank account.
Lol. Newcastle United. Newcastle United against Liverpool. What are your predictions?
2-0 Newcastle. Nunez to miss a sitter.
Oh God.
1-0 Newcastle.
You think it's going to be a good, hard, grit performance then, do you?
No, it's going to be easy for Newcastle.
Well,
I think Newcastle will play their substitutes and still be that wash team.
Someone will be offended by that, if you ask Bobby Sweet. Okay, on to the next one. Man United against Leicester. What are your thoughts on that one?
2-0 Man United.
It's difficult. United will win. I'll say 1-0 because it's in between the Europa League games.
Well, yeah, it's going to be a huge game against Barcelona on Thursday. Okay, Tottenham against West Ham United.
2-1 Tottenham.
1-0 West Ham.
You think West Ham will turn up for this one? Yeah. Interesting, interesting. Well, that concludes our Premier League part. Join us for part two when we will be discussing the Sky Bet Championship. Join us then after this break. The Brexit leagues. Now, before the break, we were talking about the Premier League predictions. Now it's time for the Sky Bet Championship, the ups and downs of the Championship, one of the most exciting leagues in Europe. And we started on Friday night with a West Midlands derby between Birmingham City and West Brom. It was a 2-0 victory for Birmingham. What were your thoughts, Ethan?
Well, I think it shows how bad Cov have been in recent weeks if we couldn't even score against West Brom. Basically, it's a good result for Birmingham. West Brom, they've been a bit shaky in this game. Conceding 2. Goal by Medbury and Bellic. Yeah, overall decent result for Birmingham. Derailing West Brom's promotion push, hopefully.
Wow. Does James know anything about the Sky Bet Championship? Okay, fair enough. I mean, for Birmingham City, important result for them. They'd lost, I think they lost 3 on the bounce at home. So, yeah, it's going to be really interesting indeed. Let's go to a game now on Saturday that me and Ethan both went to. He was in the home end, I was in the away end with my mate James O'Callaghan. And James, if you're watching, honestly, it was a great game, mate. And Ethan thought it was a great game, even though the ref was shocking. Come on, Ethan. You were at the game, so was I. What were your thoughts about it? Coventry City 1, Luton Town 1.
You are a fraud. That is definitely a controversial red card. The referee was dismal. I think he was really inconsistent. So, obviously, he gave out some yellow cards to Luton, and then straight after their third one, he just stopped giving them out, and he stopped giving us free kicks, really, and stuff like that. I'm not going to pin the result on him. I'm just saying he was dismal. Obviously, got the penalty decision right, and it didn't look like he was actually going to give out a yellow card to the Luton centre-back until McFadden, the legend, went over and gave him a good talking to.
Yeah.
Signed a new deal yesterday, McFadden, till 2024. What we'd like to see. Obviously, Godden back in with the goals, penalty, and obviously, Luton Town goal before even the first minute. Bit of a shaky start.
Tom Lockyer, come on! That was an interesting, interesting game, that was. It was full of drama, really. I thought at one end, I thought Coventry were going to win it. At the other end, I thought maybe Luton could win it, you know.
No.
What a save from Simon Moore, by the way.
Ben Wilson, Moore's washed.
Oh yeah, Ben Wilson, sorry.
Leading clean sheets in the Championship at the moment.
Indeed. I had a photo with Marvellous Nakamba at the end of the game.
Villa reject.
He had a good first couple of seasons, but
Villa
then it's just gone off the boil a little bit. Let's go to the next match. Blackpool 0, Rotherham United 0. A battle to stay in the Championship. What was your thoughts on that?
I think it's... Obviously, it's 0-0. So, obviously, no goals.
That's all you can talk about.
Rotherham struggling a lot. Blackpool also struggling. They've got, I believe, Mick McCarthy in now, aren't they?
That's it. Veteran.
I think that was a bit of a dodgy appointment. They shouldn't have gone for him. They should go for someone else. But, yeah, not really much else to say. It's 0-0, point each, so...
Yeah. We're gonna breeze through the next nine fixtures, I think it is. Let's start with Burnley against Preston, then Burnley 3, Preston, then what are your thoughts on that one quickly?
Nathan Teller is a baller.
There you go. I mean, Burnley are now sitting pretty at the top of the Championship table. 17 points clear of third place Middlesbrough. Okay, on to the next one. Bristol City 1, Norwich 0.
Obviously, a drop-off from Norwich in this game. Bristol City, good result for them. Norwich dropping points where realistically they should be gaining. Good win, 1-0.
Okay, Cardiff 1, Middlesbrough 3. Middlesbrough up to third in the Championship. What are your thoughts on that?
Starting to really gain some momentum.
Under Michael Carrick.
Yep. Cardiff gaining the opposite momentum. I think they're in the bottom three now.
Sabri Lamouche is in charge of them.
Obviously, Archer on loan from Villa at Middlesbrough. He's done well since coming in. And, yeah.
Yeah, okay. On to the next match. QPR 1, Millwall 2. QPR, one of the last 12 games have been victories. That's quite poor, to be honest with you. Millwall up to fifth in the Sky Bet Championship. What are your thoughts on that?
I think Millwall are really flying at the moment. Doing well.
Yeah.
Obviously, two new signings scoring for them. Watmore and Burke. QPR, they've been on some very bad form recently.
Under Critch.
Yeah. 2-1, good result for Millwall, poor result for QPR.
Fair enough. Let's go to the next one then. Sheffield United 3, Swansea City 0. Sheffield United moved 10 points clear of third place Borough with that result. What are your thoughts?
I have a disliking for Sheffield United, but I can't deny they've been decent this season.
Under Paul Hicks.
Obviously, McBurney's come back this season and he's turned out to actually be a decent player, not a flop. Sander Burge, he's really run things for Sheffield United. And yeah, Robinson with the other goal. Swansea, another loss for them.
Okay, Stoke 0, Hull City 0. Hull City up to 11th now in the Championship.
Yeah, they're really really exceeding what everyone thought they'd do. They're not actually really that good of a team. Like, they're doing really well considering. Obviously, they've got Estupinan up front, who's a decent striker. But the rest of the team's quite lacking, really, other than... Greaves at centre-back.
Oh, yeah, certainly. Sunderland 1, Reading 0. Sunderland up to 7th now. What are your thoughts?
I think it's a good result for Sunderland. Obviously, I thought they'd struggle without Stewart. I think he was carrying the team. I believe Patrick Roberts, is it?
Yeah,
stepping up to the plate, scoring.
In the 84th minute.
Yep. Reading get another loss. Sunderland, I don't think they'll have enough to make the playoffs, but I think they've really showed what they can do this season, really.
Gain the momentum.
Yeah, I think potentially next season it might come for a shock, but then they might drop a bit lower, and then the season after they might push again, but you never know.
Okay, moving on to the next two matches then. Starting with Watford against Blackburn. 1-1 draw for Watford. Dents their playoff hopes, even though it keeps them in there.
Yeah. Obviously, Blackburn scoring four first. Watford having to come back, so Blackburn are always a difficult side to play. But Watford have enough quality. So, like, obviously, Pedro's injured now. But yeah, good point. So, yeah.
Yeah, João Pedro is back. Last one from the Championship before we do predictions. Wigan 1, Huddersfield 0. obviously Mark Fotheringham sacked, and someone who was managing them 30 years ago, Neil Warnock, is back in football. You got to fucking die to get 3 points.
Gotta love Neil Warnock. He's 11th the game.
Yeah.
He can't really stay retired, can he?
No.
Probably gonna like manage for the rest of his life, to be fair.
Yeah.
It's the battle of the two worst teams in the Championship, in my opinion.
And Blackpool.
No, these two are a lot worse than Blackpool. Blackpool have a little bit about them, at least.
Yeah.
Wigan and Huddersfield are both a bit spineless.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think whoever lost this will finish bottom of the league, so Huddersfield finish bottom.
Right, OK, going on to this week's midweek matches. Ethan, you'll be at Coventry Millwall. We'll predict that in a second. But QPR Sunderland, quick fire predictions, go.
I reckon that will be 2-2.
OK, Norwich against Hull.
2-0 Norwich.
OK, Birmingham against Cardiff.
1-0 Birmingham.
Coventry Millwall.
1-1.
OK, Burnley against Watford.
3-2 Burnley.
Reading Rotherham.
0-0.
OK, Swansea against Blackpool.
1-0 Swansea.
OK, they'll have more of the ball though. Preston against Luton.
0-0.
Stoke Huddersfield.
2-0 Stoke.
OK, Bristol City against Wigan.
1-0 Bristol.
West Brom Blackburn.
3-3.
Oh, Jesus, all right. Sheffield United against Borough.
0-0.
OK. Cheers for that, Ethan. You are an absolute legend. Join us for the third part when we will be discussing Skybet League One and League Two after this short break. Welcome back to the third and final part of the Brexit Leagues. It's time for League One and League Two. We're going to start with Skybet League One, and it was a huge top of the table clash between Ipswich and Sheffield Wednesday. It was a 2-2 draw. Wednesday went 2-0 up, courtesy of goals from Michael Smith and Byers as well, before Nathan Broadhead and Davis hit back for Ipswich to make it 2-2. Important result there.
Yep, obviously Sheffield Wednesday built up a lot of momentum recently. I think they're top of the league now, aren't they?
No, they're second actually, because they dropped points.
Yeah.
Got game in hand.
Obviously gunning to get up in there as well. It's looking like good competition up there at the top area. Points dropped for both of them, but also a point gain, so neither can really complain.
Okay, cool. Also talking about teams in League One, Plymouth Argyle beat Portsmouth 3-1, and that sets them up nicely for tonight's midweek game against Oxford United. They returned to the top of League One following that result. What are your thoughts?
I think that's a good result for Plymouth. Obviously, 3 goals scored, although they could have kept a clean sheet, they didn't though. So, obviously Sam Cosgrove getting on the score sheet for Plymouth. He was awful for Birmingham. Good result, 3 points, 3 goals.
Yes, certainly. I mean, some interesting games there. Let's just breeze through the next few then. Let's start with the game between Barnsley and Cambridge. Barnsley 2, Cambridge 0. Burton 1, Exeter City 0. Charlton 1, Fleetwood 2. Cheltenham Town 0, Accrington 0. Lincoln 1, Bristol Rovers 0. MK Dons, who cares about MK Dons? 1, Oxford United 1. Peterborough Thrush 5-0 by Bolton. Fuck here. Now, Morecambe 1, Forest Green Rovers 1. And Wickham Wanderers 3, Derby 2. What a thriller. But let's talk about Shrewsbury Town. Because Shrewsbury Town, 6 wins on the spin. Outstanding. What do you think about that?
It's the power of the Cov rejects. Jordan Shipley, Tom Bayliss, and then Cov lad Leahy as well. Marco Morosi in goal for them. Yeah, they're doing well. I'm not surprised. They've got some former Cov players in there. Good result. 3-2. Port Vale almost came back after going 1-0 up and 3-1 down. They didn't though. The former Cov players are too good for them.
Well, Shrewsbury Town are looking at a late playoff charge. 6 wins on the spin. a late playoff charge is on. They are only 3 points behind Barnsley, even though they've played two games more than Barnsley. They are still within that playoff push. We've got to talk about League One fixtures tonight then, and I think, no, it's not Wednesday, but they're all tonight. We've got to start with a game in League One between Exeter and Shrewsbury. What are your predictions for that game, Ethan? We've got to be quick now. Quick fire predictions. Okay, Fleetwood Peterborough.
1-0 Peterborough.
Okay, Portsmouth against Burton Albion.
0-0.
Okay, Forest Green Charlton.
1-1.
Okay, Cambridge against Cheltenham.
2-1 Cheltenham.
Okay, Wednesday against Morecambe.
3-0 Wednesday.
Okay, Bolton against MK Dons.
2-0 Bolton.
Accrington against Wickham.
1-0 Wickham.
Okay, Bristol Rovers versus Ipswich.
1-0 Ipswich.
Okay, Port Vale Barnsley.
0-0.
Derby Lincoln.
4-0 Derby.
Ooh. Oxford versus Plymouth.
1-1.
Oh, you might have offended me there a little bit. Okay, on to League Two then. And we've got to talk about that game between Stevenage and Bradford, where Stevenage, I think, did take the lead. Bradford came back and made it 3-1. Then Stevenage scored late on, I think, in the match. Stevenage's first defeat in, like, many matches. But what are your thoughts on Bradford City? They needed that result.
They did, yeah.
Under Mark Hughes.
Mark Hughes, yeah. It's a big club, really.
Huge club.
Massive following. Especially for League Two. Good result, obviously. 1-0 down, then they went 2-1 up. Stevenage then equalised, obviously. Then Bradford got the winner in the 86th minute. Onwards to promotion for them.
Of course. I mean, Bradford are a massive club. Huge club. It's a big club, that's for sure. We've got to talk more. We'll talk more about that later on. But let's go through some quick fire results again. Starting with AFC Wimbledon 0, Carlisle United 0. Carlisle still in the playoff places. Sorry, in the automatic promotion places. Grimsby 2, Crewe 2. Crawley 2, Crewe 2. I'm going a bit too quickly for my liking. Barrow 0, Newport County 1. Ethan wants to have a look at that one. Does he?
Yes, so obviously red card to Barrow, and then Newport County with a literal last second winner, 90 plus fifth minute from Dimitriou, the experienced centre-back.
Yeah, of course.
Love to see it.
Grimsby 0, Colchester United 1, Harrogate 1, Stockport 3, Hartlepool 2, Sutton 2, Mansfield 2, Gillingham 0, Rochdale 1, Northampton Town 1. Northampton have dropped points again, and they failed to capitalise on Carlisle's drop points there. Swindon 0, Doncaster Rovers 2. I don't know if you saw the Charlie Austin video midweek. Doncaster 1, Salford 0. Warsaw 1, Orient 1. But let's talk about that Swindon Town game, because Charlie Austin wasn't really happy at the end, was he?
He was not. I think he was exactly right, and it was very funny to watch, though. He called out the Swindon fan, like, They're nothing big. They should not be coming up players like that. Charlie Austin, he's in the past, he was a great player. He's obviously fallen off quite a lot now, but yeah, obviously he didn't provide the goods. Swindon weren't happy, but he was exactly right. So.
Of course. Right, quick five predictions before we finish up then. Bradford City against Tranmere.
2-0 Bradford.
Newport Stevenage.
1-0 Newport.
You're disrespecting my Hertfordshire club there. Stockport Crawley.
1-0 Stockport.
Okay, Gillingham against Grimsby.
4-3 Gillingham.
Sutton United against Swindon.
0-0.
Okay, Doncaster versus Barrow.
1-0 Doncaster.
Okay, Carlisle Mansfield.
2-1 Mansfield.
Orient against Rochdale.
1-0 Orient.
Oh, Crewe against Hartlepool.
2-1 Crewe.
Salford versus Harrogate.
3-2 2 Salford.
Colchester Walsall.
1-0.
And finally, Northampton against AFC Wimbledon.
1-0 Northampton.
Okay. Well, Ethan, James as well, thank you very much indeed for being part of this Brexit Leagues podcast. We'll see you next week for another episode. Until then, stay safe. Ta-da. Bye-bye.